Activist Radio is on the air. You've tuned in to the Mark Harrington Show, sponsored by Created Equal. Mark is training a new generation of leaders to take on the culture of death and win.
If you don't like abortion, don't have one.
The only thing that can be said to be objective truth is that there is no objective truth.
It does come out in one piece. It comes out in one piece.
I would argue that we certainly are not all created equal.
And now, here's Mark.
That's right. You're a radio activist here on the Mark Harrington Show, coming to you live from the Created Equal Studios here in Columbus, Ohio. I am your voice of resistance, and we've got some important breaking news to announce today. And that news is this: that Stericycle, the largest medical waste hauler in America, has dumped Planned Parenthood. Now, let me say that again. Stericycle, the largest medical waste company in America, has dumped Planned Parenthood and is no longer in the business of disposing of aborted fetal remains. This is big news. And we've had this, I've been wanting to announce it for weeks here, but we were waiting to get final verification from Stericycle, what we had figured out along the way, and that is that they were canceling contracts with Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry in large scale. So what we're going to do today, we're going to take some time and unpack this, because this is a story that began in 2015, and now all the way through, 2017 now. This is about a two-year story, and it's ending in a very positive way for the pro-life movement, positive way for the babies. Still work to be done, and I'll be talking about that as well here today on the Mark Harrington Show. By the way, 1 p.m. Eastern Time here on Facebook and other social media platforms, you can watch the Mark Harrington Show, and you're going to get information here that you're not going to get anywhere else, because I am the radio activist. I'm a boots on the ground guy. You know, I'm a doer, and so our organization is constantly pushing the envelope on the front lines of the abortion war, and you're going to find out all kinds of stuff on our program. So thanks for joining us today. Again, Stericycle dumps Planned Parenthood. That's the headline. And so what I want to do here is go back and kind of reconstruct how this all came about. And if you could just bear with me for a few minutes, it's going to be important information that you probably hadn't heard anywhere else. It all started, this whole thing with Stericycle, this whole thing with medical waste companies, all began in 2015 when David DeLeiden from the Center for Medical Progress released the first video showing Planned Parenthood selling baby parts. Remember that? Summer of 2015, the first video was dropped, and of course the nation's focus was on this whole scandal of Planned Parenthood for many, many months to come. But that began it all. Then, in the winter of 2015, actually December, there were some videos that David DeLeiden shot at the National Abortion Federation Conference, and it was a conference that he attended in 2013. He shot these videos, and these videos were under wraps. In other words, the court order made them so that they weren't available to the public. But somehow they got leaked to Got News. Got News is just an online news source from, we don't know, but likely some congressional source, because the Congress, as you know, at that point were investigating Planned Parenthood along with other state attorney generals. So all these videos and stuff were subpoenaed, and they got them. And so that's possibly where these got linked. But anyway, these videos from the National Abortion Federation convention were released to the media. And one of the videos showed an abortionist by the name of Renee Chilian. That's Renee Chilian, an abortionist in Michigan, talking about how if they lost the incinerator companies that they were one incinerator company from being shut down. That video was released, again, leaked by someone and was put up online by Got News. And when I saw that video, I thought to myself, well, here it is. Here is a weak link, a very weak link in the chain that keeps abortionists in business, especially Planned Parenthood. And so that video started me thinking about a project, and we named it Project Weak Link. But here's what I'd like to do. I want to play the video, if you would, Mr. Producer. We'll play that video from the National Abortion Federation. Again, Renee Chilian is the abortionist. She's addressing other abortionists and abortion workers at the National Abortion Federation conference, to which David DeLayden attended and got these undercover videos, which were leaked to the media. So go ahead and play that clip.
We thought, we'll give it to everybody in a gift bag. They can take it home, figure out what to do with it. It's their pregnancy, and why is this our problem? And I'm saying that in all seriousness. There was a point when Stericycle fired us that I had 5 months worth of fetal tissue in my freezers. I mean, we were renting freezers. It's all I thought about. Like, I was so consumed with fetal tissue, I was ready to drive to Upper Michigan and have a bonfire. And was just trying to figure out, you know, how I wouldn't get stopped, or, you know, how far in the woods would I have to go to have this fire that nobody was going to see me. I mean, it was the worst. I dreamt about how to dispose of fetal tissue. And the garbage disposal was an option. I mean, there was a point that I actually hired someone from another clinic to come in and take 20 bottles and put it into my garbage disposal.
Well, there you go. Renee Chilian, abortionist in Michigan, addressing the National Abortion Federation Conference in 2013, and these videos were leaked to the media in December of 2015. And, you know, it's awful to listen to. You know, people are laughing about a bonfire, taking the babies and burning them in a bonfire, pouring them down the sink, that she had freezers full of dead babies, so forth and so on. She was lamenting the problem that she was facing, and that is that no medical waste company would pick up for her, including Stericycle. Stericycle's named in the video. At that point, apparently had dropped the contract with Renee Chilian. But it was her saying that they were one, that the abortion industry was one incinerator company away from being shut down, that piqued my interest and began the process of Project Weak Link. Now, that combined with the efforts by the Attorney General in Ohio, and by the way, other places, to investigate Planned Parenthood, led to some more information about Stericycle. Mr. Producer, if you would put up this is the press release from the Attorney General here in Ohio, Mike DeWine. And he came out with his findings. No, that's not it. That's the press release, the final one. This should be the next one from our website. Mr. DeWine, Mike DeWine, Attorney General of Ohio, came out with some findings about Planned Parenthood and Stericycle at the Bedford Heights Planned Parenthood, which is in Cleveland. That's the one right there. Go ahead and put that up on the screen. Here's the thing with this. Attorney generals around the country were investigating Planned Parenthood for body parts, selling body parts. And the Attorney General in Ohio, Mike DeWine, in the midst of his investigation of Planned Parenthood, did not find that they were selling body parts in the state of Ohio. But what he did find is that Stericycle was dumping dead babies into a landfill in Kentucky. That was what he found. And of course, when he said that, combined with the video from the National Abortion Federation conference talking about being one incinerator company away from being shut down, we had all the evidence we needed to target Stericycle, because the Attorney General's investigation linked them to Planned Parenthood and the illegal dumping of babies in landfills. So you combine the video of the National Abortion Federation with the findings of the Attorney General, And that made for Project Week Link. And the idea behind Project Week Link is that we will go after the weak links in the abortion industry. And there are several of those, the weak links. Any enabler that provides services to an abortionist is a weak link. It just so happens some are weaker than others, and if you take them out, in other words, if you remove them as a provider of services, so to speak, then you can possibly shut down the abortion clinic. And so when we launched Project Week Link in early 2016 in January, we set up this website. We wrote a letter to the CEO of Stericycle, basically letting them know that we were going to conduct an awareness campaign, a public awareness campaign of Stericycle, connecting them to Planned Parenthood and the dumping of babies in landfills and the provider of disposing of fetal remains. And so we sent the letter out, letting them know that we were going to be coming up to Lake Forest, Illinois, which is where their corporate headquarters are, and we were going to implicate the CEO of Stericycle in the connection with Planned Parenthood's dead baby body part scandal. And so the reason why we wrote the letter, just to be honest or be straightforward here, is we were hoping with that letter that they might write us back and say, okay, we're not going to do this anymore, or we're no longer involved, or we don't do this at all, or so forth and so on. But we didn't get that. So we went up to Lake Forest. We began to flyer the neighborhood of the CEO with flyers that look like this. On one side, it says Killers Among Us, as you can see. It talks about Stericycle being an enabler of child killing by supporting Planned Parenthood. On the other side, it has a picture of the CEO along with an aborted baby picture here, implicating the CEO and, by the way, the board of directors and Stericycle in the Planned Parenthood's body parts scandal, so to speak, that they are enabler of abortion. And so these flyers went through the neighborhood of Charles Aluto, who is the who's the CEO of Stericycle. The day after we flyered them, the neighborhood, we got an email. I'm sorry, we got a phone call left, a voicemail left on my voicemail, or a message left on my voicemail telling us that we were going to be sued by Stericycle. And then, therefore, we launched into this lawsuit defending ourselves with the help of the Thomas More Society out of Chicago against several charges. And I won't go into those in depth. But after a six-month court case, we won the court case. All charges were dropped, and we were then free to continue our awareness campaign against Stericycle. So that brings us up a little bit closer to where we are today. After we won the lawsuit in September of 2016, I wrote a letter in the spring of 2017 back to Mr. Aluto asking him if they were still involved with Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry and providing disposing of fetal remains. And what I received from them is a letter. And if you would, Mr. Producer, put up the letter from Mr. Aluto. This is on Stericycle letterhead. And this is the letter I received. Now, honestly, I wasn't sure whether I'd even get any response from him, but we did get a response. And in this response, Mr. Aluto tells us a couple of things. Here's what he says, basically, the letter. Now, I just asked for clarification. I wanted information as to whether they were still involved with Planned Parenthood by providing disposal services for fetal remains. That's what I wanted to know. Because their contracts all along supposedly refused fetal remains, but they were still showing up at abortion clinics and Planned Parenthood facilities around the country picking up medical waste. So we assumed at some point that either they were not enforcing their contracts, they were looking the other way, or what have you. But either way, they were actually providing those services because the Attorney General found that to be the case. So here's Mr. Aluto's response at some level. I'll just read portions of it, if you will. This is an excerpt from it. In addition to complying with all laws, this is his response to me. In addition to complying to all laws and regulations, the waste acceptance policy clearly specifies that Stericycle does not accept fetuses. That's true. It always has said that. Our contention is that it was talking about complete human remains. Therefore, our point was that aborted babies are not complete. Therefore, they could get by with it. But it goes on to say, while your organization may argue that our policy applies to only intact fetuses, we interpret and apply the policy more broadly to include all fetal remains. So here's the CEO of Stericycle basically saying that the Stericycle acceptance policy for medical waste does not include fetuses, but they say it more broadly, it does not include all fetuses. So whether they're complete human remains or not, they refuse all fetal remains. It goes on to say this: beyond our policy, we require supplemental assurances in writing. Supplemental assurances in writing that they, and he's referring to abortion facilities or what he calls healthcare facilities or women's health clinics, have licensed providers for fetal remains. So they not only are now enforcing their medical waste protocol, but they're also requiring that these abortion clinics require or provide supplemental assurances in writing that they are no longer giving Stericycle the aborted fetal remains. So there's actually two levels of attempts to comply with Stericycle's policy. The first is they have to sign off on the medical waste protocol, the acceptance of medical waste, and secondarily, they also have to provide supplemental assurances in writing that they have other providers, those are other medical waste companies, taking care of the fetal remains. So let me read on here. I know it gets a little technical, but this is important to understand because we're not done with Stericycle. And you'll see why in a minute. But it goes on to say, when customers are not willing to provide this certification, we do not provide services. So in other words, if they don't provide these supplemental assurances that there's another provider of disposing of fetal remains, they will not provide services at all. They refuse to provide any services. Then he says this: we have canceled hundreds of contracts with women's clinics, i.e. abortion clinics, since this certification process was implemented several years ago. So what we have here now is a written letter from Stericycle to Create Equal basically saying, here's our medical waste policy, our protocol, that we don't accept fetuses, which we more broadly interpret to include all fetal remains and intact, or whether they're intact or not, fetuses, and the additional supplemental assurances that we require from the abortion clinics. That's what we got in this letter, okay? Along with that, in the complaint itself, and if you would, Mr. Producer, I think we have the complaint, if you could bring that up. This is the original lawsuit. In this complaint and the amended complaint, there's actually examples of these supplemental assurances and the reporting, the information that Stericycle has canceled hundreds of contracts, over 400 of those in the past several years with abortion facilities. So in this amended complaint, which, you know, we had the complaint, which was the first attempt at the lawsuit, and then they amended it. In the amended complaint, they admitted to or disclosed that they had canceled hundreds of contracts, over 400 in the past several years with Planned Parenthood facilities and other abortion facilities. So what we have here is an admission or a reporting that they had canceled contracts because they began to enforce the medical waste protocol and they required these supplemental assurances. Now, here's where we stand. And this is the way I interpret the whole thing, and I think it's probably the case. Before all this happened, before the Center for Medical Progress videos, Stericycle, and then even afterwards to a certain degree, Stericycle is not enforcing their medical waste protocol either by intent. In other words, they didn't want to because they wanted to provide disposal of fetal remains, or by neglect. In other words, they just weren't willing to. They didn't care. Nobody was bothering to look into it. They weren't being asked the questions about it, and therefore they just looked the other way. It really doesn't matter what it was. The bottom line is their contracts were not being enforced, and they didn't have these supplemental assurances from these abortion clinics. So basically, in practice, Stericycle had been providing services to abortion clinics and Planned Parenthood for disposal of fetal remains. That's the bottom line. Whether they were doing it by intentionally or just simply by neglect, they were providing these services. Well, that's no longer the case, as far as we know. And again, based on Mr. Aluto's letter to me, based on the protocol, based on the supplemental assurances, and based on the amended complaint, which gives us evidence that they canceled contracts with over 400 abortion clinics, including lots of Planned Parenthoods. That is the case at this point. Now, what we also know is that Stericycle is still providing other medical waste services to a small number of abortion facilities and Planned Parenthood facilities, but they're no longer providing the disposal of fetal remains or aborted fetuses. It's not a total win. I understand that. It's not a complete win, but this is huge. It's giant, because through the actions of Project Weak Link and Created Equal, through the actions of the Attorney General, through the actions of the Thomas More Society defending us against our lawsuit, from Stericycle, through the actions of others, even before all this happened with Operation Save America, who exposed Stericycle years ago, and other organizations, we have come to the place now that Stericycle is refusing all fetal remains, and they have a very strict protocol and assurances that they're no longer doing that. Now, that doesn't mean that abortion clinics can cheat and go ahead and put those in there anyway, and Stericycle may not look in the bins and that kind of thing. Maybe that'll happen, but it's certainly not going to happen at the level that it was. So it's not a complete win in the sense that Stericycle's still an enabler to a lesser degree, I guess, than they were. But it's a step in the right direction. And that is, we have succeeded, along with the Thomas More Society, through Project Weak Link, to change the behavior of a multi-billion dollar global organization called Stericycle. Now think about that. That's pretty big stuff. And it was all done through an awareness campaign using abortion victim photography and through the idea of raising public awareness about the activities of a company that is is partnering with Planned Parenthood in the abortion industry. So when people say that shame doesn't work, it does work in some cases. People need to be shamed if they're involved in the abortion industry. Enablers, whether they're the light company or the UPS or the people that come and drop off and clean the linen for an abortion mill, they're all enablers. And when you go public with their involvement in the abortion industry in the way that we did here, it forces them, in a position that they don't want to be in. And that is that they have to then explain this to their neighbors, to the public at large, to their customers. And frankly, nobody wants to be affiliated with the abortion industry if they can avoid it. And the price to be involved in the abortion industry, if you're a company like Stericycle or others, the price is awfully high these days. And I think the price just got too high for them to continue on with the status quo and not enforcing their medical acceptance protocol. So they put in these additional assurances and they cancel contracts, hundreds of them, with the abortion industry. So, I mean, there's a lesson to be learned here. And that is, these awareness campaigns work. Now, they don't always work. I mean, sometimes these folks aren't going to change their mind. But enablers generally aren't ideologically bound to abortion. They just do it for the money. They do it because they feel like somebody's going to have to provide these services, so why don't they? They do it because they believe, okay, well, it's legal, therefore, you know, we can provide this service. But they're not like an abortionist who generally does it for ideological reasons or Planned Parenthood, which are a lot harder to change their minds and behavior. But the enablers are easier. That's why we call them the weak link, the weak link. So here's the statement that I put out to the press today. I'm just going to read this. If you would, Mr. Producer, you could go down to the bottom of the press release that I sent out, and I'll read this because I think this is important to kind of summarize where we stand with Stericycle. And then what I'd like to do is talk about where we go from here. So here's our statement from the Created Equal press release that was sent out today, and it says this: thanks in large part to our partners at the Thomas More Society. By the way, kudos to the Thomas More Society for defending us. This is not a lawsuit that gets anybody any huge publicity. Nobody's going to raise money doing this. Thomas More Society certainly didn't. We didn't. I mean, it's not one of those projects that people love. It's highly effective, but it's not the ones that generate donations. But thanks to the large part, in large part to the partners at the Thomas More Society, Stericycle has taken a vital first step. Now, people need to understand that this is just a first step in the process of ceasing its involvement with the abortion cartel. We will trust but verify. What we're doing is taking Ronald Reagan's words there, that phrase from his meetings with Mikhail Gorbachev over the reduction of nuclear weapons way back in the 1980s, where they came to an agreement and he left the meeting. And he said the United States were going to trust but verify. And we are going to trust Stericycle for now, but we're also going to verify. In other words, we're going to keep our eyes and ears open because they've got people all over the country that sidewalk council that protest these abortion facilities that see the medical waste companies coming and going. So we can keep a close tabs on Stericycle. And if we think they're violating these medical waste protocols and these assurances that are supplemental to enforcing the contracts, then we're going to re-up and resume the campaign. But so here we go. We will trust but verify Stericycle's claims. We will trust but verify Stericycle's claims against their refusal to dispose of fetal remains from abortion companies. However, they are still providing other waste services to a small number of abortion centers and therefore will remain for now an enabler of Planned Parenthood and child killing. Therefore, we remain committed to persuading Stericycle to dump Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry altogether. So, folks, we're not done with them. At this point, what we need to do is claim some victory here. We need to be pleased that we've got this company to enforce its medical waste protocol and put additional assurances into their acceptance of medical waste to make sure that they don't receive aborted fetal remains. So that's where we stand. Now, let me deal with a couple of the objections that we'll hear and have heard in the past. People say, well, you may have gotten Stericycle to stop picking up fetal remains, but somebody else is going to do it. Well, I mean, okay, maybe that's true, but this is the largest medical waste company in America, and we were successful in getting them to change their behavior. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. Now, they haven't gone 100% of the way, but they've gone a long way to separating themselves from the abortion industry. Now, of course, there will be other companies or other ways of disposing of aborted babies, but it's going to be harder for them now, these abortion mills and the industry at large and Planned Parenthood, to find these medical waste companies, because now they know that that Stericycle has ceased to do the dirty work for Planned Parenthood as it relates to disposing of fetal remains. And maybe they won't want to get involved in that either, because they know they're going to have to face folks like myself who are going to expose them to the community and make it harder to do their business. So the price will go up for them to continue to be involved with the abortion industry. So, yes, there'll be others that'll fill the void. It'll be harder for the abortion industry to find them, because now they have to deal with us and the idea of of this public awareness campaign. And who wants to do that? Who wants to do that? I mean, if you're a company, a CEO, you don't want bad publicity. That's the worst thing can happen to you. So one by one by one, we're hoping to persuade these medical waste companies to not do the dirty work of Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry by disposing of the fetal remains. So one by one by one, forcing the abortion industry to dispose of these aborted babies by themselves. Listen, if you can't dispose of the babies, you can't kill them. Where are they going to put them? Renee Chilean says she was putting them in a freezer. So eventually they're going to go do things that we're going to get them that are going to be illegal and things like that that are going to be a problem. So if you can't dispose of the babies, you're not going to be able to kill them. So that's what we're trying to do. Pressure all of these smaller medical waste companies now to dump Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry as well. The other argument is that, you know, Charles Aludo and Stericycle didn't repent. They didn't change their minds in the sense that they came to Jesus and received Christ and now have totally repented for their involvement in abortion killing. That's true. But, you know, when we sidewalk counts, when a woman changes her mind and doesn't kill her baby, and don't we celebrate that? For whatever reason she chooses life, we're happy about that. Now, we understand that there's a lot further they need to go. In other words, they need to stop the destructive lifestyle that caused them to have the abortion, to get pregnant in the first place. We need to understand that in order to prevent this from happening altogether again, that they need to come to faith in Jesus. We get all that. But people change incrementally, and so do companies. So, you know, incremental change when it comes to forcing a company like Stericycle to change their behavior is an important thing to do. And it's a big deal that we've been able and we've been successful in doing this. Now, let's move on. And what I want to do is I'm going to close the program here with what do we do now? Now that Stericycle is enforcing its medical waste protocol, now that Stericycle has put in supplemental assurances that they're requiring these abortion clinics to comply to, now that they have basically canceled over 400 contracts with abortion facilities over the last several years and several hundred just in the last year or so, now that they've done all that, what do we do next? What do we do next? Well, we take this victory, this lawsuit victory, and the victory in the sense that Stericycle has cleaned up its act, at least to a great degree. We take that and we apply that to the other regional and local medical waste companies around America. And we basically do the same thing, the same approach. We send the letter saying, we understand that you're involved in the abortion industry. You have evidence that you're providing services for disposing of fetal remains. If you continue to do this, then we are going to launch a public awareness campaign against you, and you don't want that kind of PR. So we're going to give you an opportunity to stop doing that and reverse course and dump Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry altogether. If they refuse to do that, then we're going to go ahead with the same kind of awareness campaign that we launched against Stericycle using these postcards and so forth and other tactics to raise awareness in the community and with their clientele for what they do for a living. And so that's how we'll go about it, one by one by one throughout the country. So what I'm asking people to do, if you would go to the final graphic, if you would. We are going to trust but verify. We're going to trust but verify Stericycle. But we're putting everyone else on notice, every medical waste company in America, we're putting on notice that what happened to Stericycle will happen to you. If you do not refuse to service Planned Parenthood of the abortion industry by providing disposal services for aborted fetal remains, then you're going to have an awareness campaign launched against you. So that's the plan. And so what I'm asking my listeners to do, and we already have a lot of information about other smaller, maybe regional or local medical waste companies that are operating in these cities across the country. I already have a lot of information already, but I'm asking my listeners and viewers to send me more information. Send Created Equal more information on your local or regional medical waste company that you suspect is picking up aborted fetuses from your local abortion clinic or Planned Parenthood or what have you. And what we'll do is we'll collect all this data and we will begin one by one to launch awareness campaigns to expose each one of these medical waste companies to the communities in which they serve and to the customers to which they serve. And so hopefully we can begin to have more of these victories, more of these types of events happening, so we can begin to see a domino effect of these medical waste companies dropping Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry altogether, eventually leading to the point where Planned Parenthood and the abortion industry has nowhere to to dispose of their aborted babies, and therefore they're going to have to be they're going to have to shut down. As Renee Chilean, I just take her at her word that they are one incinerator company from being shut down. She knows better than anybody else, better than any pro-lifer in America, that this is the weak link, one of the main weak links to the abortion industry. You got to cut off the supply of abortion, and we do this by pressuring the enablers, and you got to shut off the interest or demand for abortion, and that's what we do in the public square and in colleges and high schools across America. So that's our strategy, right? The supply and demand, both at once, using tactics that attack each one of those. Let me finish by saying this. This is an example of the classic pincer move. And a pincer move, and I'm just going to read it to you, is a military move. It's used by military strategists. This is what a pincer move is. A pincer move or movement, or what they call a double envelopment, is a military maneuver which forces simultaneously attacking both flanks of an enemy formation, both flanks at the same time. Here's the pincer move when it comes to medical waste, the disposal of fetal remains. You attack the flank of the medical waste company, which is Stericycle or was Stericycle, and other medical waste companies who are providing services to dispose of fetal remains. You expose them on this flank, helping them to, you know, pull out of their, you know, they're helping out with the abortion industry, right? And then you pass laws in the state legislatures to require the dignified disposal of human remains at abortion clinics by requiring burial and cremation services. Nobody's going to provide those, probably. The abortion industry is not going to want to provide those. Funeral homes won't provide those. So it's the pincer move. You got the two flanks, the medical waste companies, and then the legislative action coming at the abortion clinics itself, requiring them to cremate or burial, which puts them in that pincer move, simultaneously coming at them from both flanks until you cut off the ability to dispose of human remains. You know, I was struck at the Holocaust Memorial that's at our Ohio State House. I was reading a plaque a couple of weeks ago, and it talked about how after the liberation of the death camps, specifically Buchenwald. Dwight Eisenhower, afterwards, after the liberation, had the American Army go into the surrounding communities and round up the Nazis. And he had them rounded up for one main reason. He wanted them to dispose of the Jews that they had killed. My point is this. If abortion is still happening, and abortion is still going on, Planned Parenthood and the rest, they want to kill babies, then they should figure out a way to dispose of them themselves, not look to the medical waste companies to provide that. And that's why we're going to come at it from both flanks, both legislatively and also with the medical waste companies and this classic pincer move, if you will, this maneuver that kind of closes off their ability to dispose of aborted babies in hopes that eventually they have to close down because they have no way of disposing of them. This is a way, because frankly, they're going to have a hard time if they can't find a medical waste company and they can't cremate or bury, which they're not going to want to do that. They can't find a funeral home to provide that service. What are they going to do? They're going to resort to sinks or bonfires, like she said, storing them in freezers, which, by the way, is illegal, and you shut them down because they're breaking the law. However we can go about shutting these folks down, we're going to try to do it in a way that's legal and ethical and all that. So anyway, that's the update of Project Weak Link. We have another victory with the project. We've not only succeeded in persuading several abortionists to quit now, we've also succeeded in keeping Martin Haskell from providing a third signer to his transfer agreements by exposing the Wright State's physicians. But now Stericycle has canceled hundreds of contracts with the Planned Parenthood facilities and abortion facilities across the country. We're not done with them, but they're well on their way to ceasing their involvement with the abortion industry altogether. Folks, if you want to find out more about Project Weak Link, you want to go to projectweaklink.com. That's projectweaklink.com. Please communicate with us if you know of any other medical waste companies that are filling the gap that Stericycle has left void. Please let us know. Let us know who's picking up the aborted babies in your community at your local abortion mill or Planned Parenthood, and we will compile that information, begin an awareness campaign against those companies as well. So it's great news. Obviously, it's not everything we want out of this, but we're well on our way to a successful project of severing the weak link between the abortion industry and those who provide services for disposing of aborted fetal remains. So tune in next time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Facebook and other social media platforms for the Mark Harrington Show, your voice of resistance and radio activist. And folks, continue to fight the good fight, because we can continue to rack up these victories one by one by one by one, but it's going to take hard work and dedication to do it. And I thank you for all the support and prayers that we've had as regards to Project Weak Link. I thank you for the work of the Thomas More Society, who provided us the legal help we needed to beat plan or beat Stericycle in court. And also, in so doing, Stericycle was forced to provide us information about how they had canceled all the contracts with Planned Parenthood and other abortion facilities. So we can partner together to do great things in our movement if we just look beyond our small differences and work together. So we'll see you next time. God bless you. God bless America. And remember, America, to bless God.
You've been listening to Mark Harrington, your radio activist. For more information on how to become a witness against the evil plague in America, call Created Equal at 614-269-7808, 614-269-7808, or go online to createdequal.net. Createdequal.net. Be sure to tune to The Mark Harrington Show next time for your marching orders in the culture war.